curses! It's
Claus, Santa Claus. I should have known that Ernst Stavro Scrooge was behind all of this.
How did you find my secret Uncharted Island hideout?
I got suspicious when I received a letter asking for a G.I. Joe doll, a Hot Wheels Corvette, and a Death Ray 3000. I came here on a hunch that evil was afoot.
I guess I won't be getting that Death Ray 3000, am? I really had my heart set on that. Did you at least bring the G.I. Joe? I mean, it was for my nephew more than me. I just wanted to...
No! I didn't bring you anything, Scrooge. I checked my list. I checked it twice. You've been very naughty and not nice.
You leave me no other choice, Mr. Claus. I have planted 70 atomic bombs around the world, and they are scheduled to explode tomorrow. Christmas Day. That gives you 24 hours to find the bombs, defuse them, and deliver Christmas presents to all the world. If you don't deliver your presents, the world will lose faith in you and the spirit of Christmas. If you don't defuse the bombs, there will be no one on this planet to believe in you! Ha ha ha! Ho ho ho! Mr. Claus!
I could never have given you that bomb-making kit when you were 5. What was I thinking? I figured with a good family name like Scrooge, you couldn't turn out evil.
You underestimated me, Claus.
No, I overestimated you.
Underestimated?
Overestimated?
Under?
Over?
Under? Shouldn't you be going to save the world or give out your trick-or-treats or something?
In a moment. But first, let's talk. You are too old to talk to Santa, are you?
No.
Well, come over here. Now, what is it that a big boy like you would like for Christmas?
Well, a G.I. Joe and Hot Wheels car would be nice. A Mets baseball cap, a Red Ryder BB gun, and especially the Death Ray 3000. Ooh, it is so cool. It's got lights and buttons and a Death Ray that can kill thousands and thousands of people, not to mention animals. It's so bitchin'! Oops, sorry, Santa. Can I get it? Can I please? Will you get it for me? Will you?
Are you going to be good?
Uh-huh.
Are you going to defuse all those bombs for Santa? It doesn't sound like you're going to be good to me.
Okay, I'll do it, I'll do anything for the Death Ray 3000!
All right. But to get something that big, you're going to have to be a good boy for a whole year.
A whole year? No deal! I want it now or the world dies!
What's all this racket? Ernst Stavro Scrooge, you calm down this instant.
But Mom, Santa won't give me what I want! I want the Death Ray 3000! I want it!
Go to your room or you won't get anything!
No!
What did you say?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so sorry about that, Mr. Claus. Since his father passed, I can't do a thing with him. Thanks for coming by, and don't worry about getting Ernie that little Death Ray game. He doesn't need it. Thanks for the visit. Bye now.
But Widow Scrooge...
I was thinking, though. If you get tired on Christmas Eve and need a place to stop for a nightcap, I have a private fireplace in my room of this evil fortress, and you could slip in to deliver my present, and I could give you my present, and I won't bother wrapping it.
Well, that would be very nice, but I'm going to be very busy. I have toys to deliver to every boy and girl on Earth, and now I have to find 70 atomic bombs your son has planted around the world.
What? Ernst Stavro Scrooge? Get down here!
Yes, Mother!
What is all of this that Mr. Claus tells me about 70 bombs you've planted around the globe?
Aw, Mom!
You get out there right now and gather up those bombs.
Aw, Mom!
Now.
All right, I'm going. But I better get my G.I. Joe in that Corvette.
You will get nothing and like it if I don't see 70 defused bombs on the kitchen table by morning. Now go!
Thank you, Widow Scrooge.
Would you like a drink before you leave, Santa?
Yes, a fresh eggnog stirred with a sprig of mint would be nice.
I'm sorry, all I have is eggnog from a carton.
In that case, make it shaken, not stirred.